A new project will aim to identify how workplace culture contributes to rates of sexual harassment. Researchers at the University of South Australia are investigating day-to-day organisational functioning to develop a model to make workplaces more resistant. Sexual harassment affects 1 in 3 people in Australia, with media and information the highest risk workplace sectors. It costs the country $3.5 billion every year in lost productivity, legal claims, and internal investigations. Director of Psychosocial Policy at Safe Work Australia, Catherine Taylor, says migrant and refugee workers are often more at risk.
Migrant workers and workers who speak a language other than English might be more at risk from sexual harassment. The risk might be different for them, or they might experience it in a different way. So it's really important that employers are consulting with everyone and ensuring that information on health and safety, including sexual harassment, is available in a language that they can understand and is communicated well.